good morning, and thank you so much for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Today is Wednesday, May 26th. Where has this month gone? This is crazy, y'all. I'm telling you, it's something in the Bible that talks about the days moving fast. If God is protecting us from something, or I don't know what's going on, but I'm believing that we are in the will of God. And just whatever it is, God have your way, because I'm telling you, we're almost mid-year in 2021. That is crazy to me. I know I say that every time, but I just can't believe it. But I'm just so excited that it's Wednesday again, that the quicker the days go by, the quicker I get to be with you. I'm so happy about that. Yes, thank you for tuning in. Listen, you guys can download the app if you didn't know, BBS Radio app. Yes, you can download it for free. And put it on your tablet, your iPhone, or whatever, and take us everywhere you go. You can use your USB cord and plug us up into your car and listen to us right on the radio in your car while you're in traffic or whatever. You can also go, and if you have Google, you can say, hey, Google, play BBS. No, hey, Google, play BBS radio station number one, and it'll play BBS radio station number one. Or you can say on Alexa, hey, Alexa, play Gina's Radio Chat, and it will play my show on BBS radio, Gina's Radio Chat. All right. So go ahead and download all of that. Connect with us in every way. We are live streaming right now on over 125 live streaming networks, including iHeartRadio. And if you didn't know, we're worldwide. I don't even know how I lost count of how many countries we're in. My producer Doug can tell me how many countries we are in, but we are worldwide, and it's so many countries. We just keep adding on to the list. We're everywhere in Portugal, Pakistan. We're everywhere. I can't even name Lebanon. I know I've seen on that list. So many places everywhere worldwide, and we're actually over a million listeners worldwide. The show is doing good. BBS Radio is doing phenomenal. And you just want to stay connected to us, okay? All right. That was that. So let me get right into the weather so we can get into the show. All right. We have in Los Angeles 64 degrees right now. Our high is going to be 75 degrees. All sunshine today. And in D.C., you are 81 degrees right now. You got 90 as your high. Thunderstorms coming this afternoon. All evening long, so be prepared for that. In Detroit, you got showers right now, 66 degrees right now. Showers ending this afternoon around 3 p.m. Your high today is going to be 79 degrees. Let's go into, let's check out Miami in the southern part. 81 degrees right now. Your high is going to be 82, partly sunny. That's good. Let's go in Australia, 48 degrees. That's your high. You're waking up to 45 degrees. You got clear skies, you're waking up to 45, and your high tomorrow is going to be 66. Kenya, you're 93 degrees right now. Your high is 93, and you're waking up to 73 degrees tomorrow, and you got thunderstorms coming. Your high tomorrow is going to be 91. Hawaii, 54 degrees. Your high is going to be 70 degrees, and you got showers coming this afternoon, and you're waking up to 52 degrees. Your high is going to be 68. 50% chance of showers tomorrow. Puerto Rico, you're 79 degrees. It just hit 79 degrees. Your high is going to be 81. You're waking up to 64 degrees and got showers coming, 60%. So be prepared for that. Portugal, you are 55 degrees. That is your high. You're waking up to 45 degrees, and 57 is going to be your high tomorrow. You got showers coming in about an hour. So be prepared for that. All right, you guys, if I didn't name your country, your continent, your state, your nation, your country, guess what? It doesn't matter. God's still in control, and he has the final say, and that's all that matters. No matter what's going on with you, about you, through you, hey, guess what? It's all about Jesus, and he has the final say. So I just wanted you to know that. Know that God is love, and God is with you. All right? Okay, then. So now we're going to take a sponsorship break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm so excited to share with you my third published book, In the Weight of Every Loss. In the Weight of Every Loss, I share revelation God gave me concerning the scripture, Hebrews 12:1, stripping off every unnecessary weight and the sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us. In the Weight of Every Loss, I'm being completely transparent about my own struggles I endured in my personal walk. Serving in a leadership role as an ordained apostle, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ is not always easy. So if you are called into leadership or are actively in a leadership role right now, In the Weight of Every Loss will expose the real work of the enemy. You will be encouraged to regain your strength again and return back to the will of God. In the Weight of Every Loss is for those in leadership struggling to maintain strength. It is for those who truly want to walk in truth and for those who are no longer willing to live in a lie anymore. Get in the weight of every loss.
All right, we're back after that sponsorship break. I'm just so excited because we got Randy Weston on with us from Judah Band. I'm so excited. That's my favorite band ever. You guys need to tell everybody to tune in for this. Tell your friend. Tune in and tell a friend. I'm on Instagram, too. You guys need to ping people in or whatever you do on Instagram. And here on Dr. Gina's radio chat, you guys need to tell everybody because this, I love this band. They are so creative and so cool and so funky for the gospel of Jesus. You can't get no better than that. Creatives. I love them. Okay, so I'm excited about them coming. But before I get started, I got a ministerial moment. And of course, we're going to pick up with Minister Nicole Atkins within his presence. And we're actually going to have DJ Spivey come on with Gospel House Mix. So this is great. Randy from Judah Band and DJ Spivey with Gospel House. So House Mix can't beat it. Good combo today. All right. So let me just go into this ministerial moment. I just want to say this from the bottom of my heart. I love my brothers and sisters, okay? But listen, Jesus is coming, and we got to get it together. That's all I got to say. We need to really get it together. There's so much work that needs to be done. God is coming for, you know, a bride without spot nor wrinkle, and we really have to seek him even more. We have to press in. There's so many distractions that's coming in that's distracting the body of Christ. We're distracted by so many things that have nothing to do with anything. And we really read our word in the later times. Paul even says in Ephesians what chapter was that? I think chapter 5 or 6. He even says that he was taught by the Holy Spirit, that the revelation came from the Holy Spirit, and that he was sent out by God to go and minister the gospel to the church of Ephesians, to Corinthians. And we're so caught up in this chain of command thing for humans that it doesn't make any sense. This is the time where the harvest is plenty and the labors are few. And I'm telling you right now, the enemy wants us to continue to be divided and separated and angry at each other and offended with each other and all of these things amongst human stuff, and we're not focused on kingdom, and not kingdom to get something out of the deal, kingdom that you are giving yourself as a living sacrifice, okay, for the gospel, meaning that you may not get nothing from humans, you may not be appreciated, you may not be validated, you may not get a dollar, all of your blessings will come from the Father. And so we have to get to a place that we are focused. We have to align our focus and return it back to Jesus, because he is coming, and he's coming for a bride without spots nor wrinkle. And that's what I have to say in ministerial moment. That's it. I'm not going to hold it up much longer. That's all I got. Get yourself in order. You know, narrow is the way, and so few go in it, okay? So few. So I just wanted to tell you that. God bless you, and know, hey, we are all trying to make it in. I don't assume anything. I don't assume that just because I quoted some scriptures and I'm even on this radio show telling you that I'm one of the 144,000. I don't assume that. I don't know what tomorrow will bring, but every day, as the Bible says, pick up your cross and die daily. Repent daily. Turn from the world system and focus on kingdom. Get yourself aligned with Christ. Be one with him as he is one with God. And that's it. That's a daily process. It's not today, on Saturday, then on Sunday I'm going to pick it back up. It ain't like I'm going to be roughneck on Monday through Fridays at work, cutting my eyes, being rude, backbiting, backstabbing, and gossiping. And then on Friday night at a revival, so to speak, I'm going to be churchy and I'm going to shout and dance, and you got all of that offense and all of that on you. I say pick up your cross and die daily, because Jesus is coming for 144,000. That's what Revelation say. So I just urge you, even if you don't understand that clearly, just imagine how many people got COVID vaccinated. If you look at the CNN and they say half of America, that's well in a million people, they're saying, that's gotten vaccinated, right? So just imagine 144, that's half of America. So just imagine 144,000 making it in to the kingdom. I just want you to get that understanding. Narrow is the way. So I don't assume anything. Yes, I press in towards the mark, and I want to finish the race. And God's will, he will help me make it there. And that's all I got to say. I'm just going to keep on pressing in, and I want you to press in too, glory to God. That's all I want you to do, is just keep on trying. Get up and dust yourself off and repent and keep on walking and let that road get narrow. Don't let it be wide. That ain't the way you want. You don't want to stretch out. You want it narrow, okay? All right, this has been Ministerial Moment. We're going to take a commercial break, and then we got my favorite artist. My favorite artist. You know what? We was at the Stellar Awards together, and I didn't get a picture with them, and they were so dope. I'm so mad that I didn't get a picture with them. But anyway, Randy has been such a friend, and Judah Ben has been such a friend to Dr. Gina's radio chat. I love them. Any opportunity I get to have them on, he's always willing to come on, and I love them. So anyway, I'm gonna stop being all mushy with them. Okay, but they'll be right back after this commercial break. Randy Weston from Judah Ben. We'll be right back after these messages.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Have you heard about the Life in the Spirit devotionals? Life in the Spirit is a collection of teaching devotionals that shatters the work of the enemy who attempts to hold you back from reaching your full potential. The first set is called the Solid Rock Series. These four devotionals help you build a strong foundation to stay rooted and grounded in Christ. You'll learn what it means to be a child of God, how to have the faith that moves mountains, how you can experience true freedom in Christ, and how to step into your purpose and destiny. The second set is called the Holy Spirit Series. These four devotionals help you build an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. You'll be guided into encounters with the Holy Spirit. Learn to go deeper into His presence. Understand and receive the Holy Spirit baptism. And learn to war powerfully in the Spirit. You get all eight devotionals from Life in the Spirit for only $30 plus free shipping. Save 80% now with this special offer. Go to lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
This is Bishop Jackie McCullough. Please tune in to Dr. Gina's radio chat and hear a clear word from the Lord. and get answers for your life.
All right, that was Bishop Jackie McCullough. She was on last week, and it was so powerful. So enjoyed her. But today, we have Randy Reston from Judah Band. Welcome.
Hey, hey, how are you?
I'm fantastic. You know I always blow y'all up. I just love y'all so much.
Oh, I appreciate all the love. You're always kind. I appreciate you having me on.
So first, I want to talk about, first of all, why I originally had you on today. I wanted to talk about the show that you guys, the gospel concert that you guys are doing on June 11th. Can you tell the listeners about that?
Yeah, we're so excited. This is our first live recording with Entertainment One, the record company that we are with. And we have not done a live recording in about 7-8 years. So this is going to be, this is really our element, you know, live ministry and performance. That's really our element. So we're excited that we're going to be doing a live recording June 11th in Lynchburg, Virginia. Don't get scared by the name, but we're doing it at the Ramp Church. Say it again.
I said, I know about Lynchburg, Virginia, but absolutely. Yeah, you didn't hear the word Lynch, I get you.
Yeah, I told a couple of people, they said, I can't go, can't do it. But so we're excited about that. You know, we got brand new music. It's a brand new season, brand new sound. And I'm so excited. I can't wait to share it.
Tell us about the brand new sound. Okay, this is good because, you know, I like the artistry of everything. So first of all, has the look changed? Has the look changed to go with the sound, or is it just the sound and you guys are still...
I think so. It's an ever evolving, you know, I can't get away from who I am. You know, I can't get away from, you know, the sounds that I am. But I think that we perfect the sounds, you know, we revolutionize the sound, we grow the sound, we mature the sounds, you know, and, it's going to sound just like Judah Band, but, prayerfully it's a more refined, you know, as time goes and, you know, as time goes and, your walk with God matures and it changes, and you know, it's just, and such is the music, you know, but from the core, the energy, the excitement, the all that, it's never going anywhere because that's just who God made me. So but I'm so excited about it.
I'm excited about it too. I love to see you guys evolve and mature and just all that God is pouring into you spiritually, you know, just the spiritual part of it all. And I think a lot of the people that have been following you can appreciate that because they're growing with you. That's the whole thing. Everybody should be growing together. And so, you know, you guys exemplifying this, you know, spiritual maturity and the spiritual growth, and you got it in the sound of your music. It's just so incredible. I love everything about it. Let me just tell the listeners why I love Judah Band so much. I love Judah Band so much because I love the fact that you guys are bold with your creativity. You know, you're very unorthodox, but you're true to the word of God. And you also show the aspect of creativity when it comes to kingdom and how God, you know, like the different like I just see you guys at this as like shapes and colors and, you know, I don't know how to explain it, but in my head, when I see you, it makes me happy because I love, like, even like when I see you posing in a picture that you had, and it's so funny because I think it was like when the series came out of Brenton. Is that what it's called? That series?
yeah, Bridgerton.
Bridgerton. And you had on that outfit. God has been looking at all kind of movies like that. Like about, you know, queens and how the kingdoms were set up and how they operated. You know, like he was ministering to me about how the royalty, how it operated and the gowns and how they were dressed and things like that.
Wow.
And when I saw that, I didn't even know about Bridgerton until I saw you in that picture. And I said, oh, it's another movie. Let me check it out.
Absolutely. I think it's just amazing. You know, I think
I thought it was so dope. What was that? I don't know, just for the listeners and myself. We just want to know more about you. What was that about?
It's hard for me to I think that a lot of us, we live a lives that are less than abundant, and it's because of our perspective and perception of who God really is. You know, and that's not to exempt us from holiness. That's not to exempt us from, but God can only be as big as you see him.
Yeah.
You know, as big as you see him, that's all he can be. That's the room that you give him to operate in. So within the framework of my music and my walk, I'm looking for God in everything. Just me, yeah. I'm looking for him in anything you want to live in, God, anything you breathe in, I want to be right there, you know? And so, I find myself just saying, Lord, show me, I want to experience your glory in more ways than shouting around and waving our hands. Like, show me you, you know, in the sea, show me you in the sky, show me, you know? And so I think, even, you know, in the creativity of what I do, I'm really just wanting God to be seen bigger than what we make him. You know what I mean?
That's why I think I connect with you all so much, because that's what I want to see. I want to see all of it. I want to see, you know, that he created everything. So I know the same gift that he has, you know, that he is, that he's given it to us. And I want to explore that. You know, that would give him glory. And I believe that you guys do. I do believe that you glorify God with the colors, with the style, with the sound, with the music, everything, your voices. I believe, and it just glorifies God in all the aspects. And I love that you said that, because then I can kind of get into the creation of it all, the way it's, you know, how you're thinking of it. And how he's given it to you. So I can expect even more because he's so big. So because God is so big, you're representing him. I'm excited about even more that you're going to reveal. So this is good stuff. I can't wait. What do you have in, what do you believe that God is doing as far as what everything has been going on? I know you have new music out and you're performing at the first, this is your first performance since the pandemic, right?
It's not my first performance. It's my first, I believe it's my first back in crowd. We've done a lot of virtual.
Yeah.
But I think it's the first in person. Yeah, it is.
In person. Okay, so June 11th in Lynchwood, Virginia.
Lynchburg, Virginia.
Yeah, let me ask you this. What do you believe, like, because I know you have vision. I know God has given it to you. What exactly do you think is the next step for Judah Van? Like, what do you believe? Give us a hint.
Well, I think there's an assignment on this sound. You know, I believe that there's an assignment on sound. I mean, you'll better understand this when you hear the music. You'll better understand this when you see what we've done and the changes that we've made and the things like that. I feel like there's an assignment. And so for Judah Band, my mission has always been simply to bring God's name glory. Like I told him I would spend the rest of my life making his name more famous. And so I believe there is an assignment, you know, there's an assignment that actually is more global and more mission driven. I don't expect to spend a whole lot of time in the United States in the next 18 months. I expect to be in other spaces, honestly.
Wow.
And I don't expect to be in a lot of church buildings.
Go ahead.
I do expect to do a lot of tent revivals. That's kind of where I'm going. Like I want to do a tent revival tour where we just setting up big tent under the big top. The world hears it. You know, everybody hears it. I would like to do an all outdoor tour in the next year. So I got to get to where the people are.
Yeah.
I got to get to where the people are. I want to be where the homeless are. That's just my heart is kind of in those spaces. I've been over salting salt for a long time.
Wow.
So
let me tell you something. That's why I do believe, you know, God has connected us, you know, spiritually, because the heart, I agree with everything you just said. I'm telling you right now, my thing is, I was like, you know, Lord, my son is 16. And I said, Lord, as soon as he graduates from high school, even if you would start me now, I can do it. He can go with me, or, you know, he's 16, you know, I can go by myself. I don't care. I just need to be where the people are. I don't care if it's a desolate area, if I got to sleep on the mat, on a dirt floor, ground. I don't care if I got to get water from the well like they do. I don't care if I got to make bricks to eat. I just need to be where the people are, even in our nation. And I actually went to Hill City, Pastor Dietrich Haddon's church here in Los Angeles. They had a Azusa Street celebration for Pentecostal Sunday. And so I signed up for the homeless thing the homeless outreach, because that's where my heart is. I'm here. I want to reach the people. And they actually have an outreach for the homeless people. And I just signed up for it. And I think we're supposed to be going out on this week, actually, on Saturday. So, I mean, it's just so funny. You know, when you have a servant's heart, you want to serve the people. You want to get out. And like you said, over-salting, salted. It's like, you know, why are we over-salting something? You know, go where the people are in season. Go where the people need to see the light and to, you know, be revived and restored. So I love that heart of Judah Band, of your heart, you know, leading people and setting the example of that. What would you tell people in closing remarks? What would you tell people after the pandemic? You know, there's a lot of young people on fire, you know, and they love you too. They, you know, the 20 somethings, the 30 somethings, the 40 somethings, and hello, the 50s. Loves you. And like right now, it's so much fire, you know, with the millennials, so much fire. And it's like revolutionary, and it's, you know, some kind of rebellion a little bit against tradition and religion, which is fine, but the rebellion could be a little harsh, and it could be a little separated, you know, from, you know, some people that, you know, older, that actually want to be a part of the Joshua movement. Everybody not on religion either. But there is so many millennials now that's like, we're busting through all this. We're not taking it anymore. Jesus, you're going to hell. And all of that's true. But what would you advise the millennials? How can we have balance with the not losing the message? You know what I'm saying? Hallelujah. We don't want to lose the message. And how do we form unity? Is that a lot of question for you? I just wanted to know what your thoughts
were. It's not. I just felt God in it. Actually, it's very, very simple. The power of God, the word of God, the spirit of God was never intended to separate or divide. Mm-hmm. So if whatever I'm doing divides me from other believers, I'm not doing something right. So that is age, race, gender. If whatever I'm doing separates me from other believers, I'm not talking about separate me from the world. I'm not saying separate, but there are too many things. I look at the state of the church and I say, man, the only difference between your church and my church or what I believe is one thing. There's more that connects us and separates us, but we start different organizations based off of one separate revelation of something, you know. And I think that what we're seeing now is what the Bible says: I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. The spirit will do what our minds cannot comprehend, what we can't make of the word of God. The spirit will reveal it. And I believe there is a mass reveal going on. There is a mass reveal of God's spirit to the world, and it's breaking down man's made up
infrastructure. You know, yep. A lot of times we put things into place, and I don't believe all traditions are bad. I just don't. As beautiful as I am, I don't believe that all traditions are bad. Some traditions are great, you know. So I'm not one to say, let's do away with traditions. I'm doing away with any tradition that contradicts the word of God. Mm-hmm. I'm doing away with any tradition that repels people from the presence of God.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of things that we put in place to control narratives, and we call it a tradition. Or some of us, we're even crazy enough to try to back it up with the word of God, and it's not there. You know, and that's something, I think that's what you're seeing. You're seeing people say, you know what, I've been serving daddy's God too long. Let me dig into this. Let me get into his presence, and I'm going to find out what he really cares about. And when you do that, and you find out who he really is, man. So I think there's a mass reveal going on. God is revealing himself to people. And what you're seeing is a revolution, is a revolutionary of a reveal, really. That's all it is God being seen for who he really is. A lot of people's like, oh, this is the devil. What you're seeing is God. What you've been doing has been the devil.
Right.
Trying to keep us from the abundance of God. So let me not dig through my soul started stirring up, Doc.
People are calling what is God the devil and what the devil is God.
Absolutely.
But God is breaking all of that up and revealing himself, like you said to us, mightily. Go ahead and continue.
My soul started getting too stirred up. I said, I got to stop. I said, go ahead, Doc. Let me get up out of that. Cause I didn't expect you to ask that question. And I really hadn't even thought about it, because what I've been doing is securing my own mask. Amen. You know, when you get on the airplane, they say before you help somebody else, make sure you got your mask on first. So I've been securing my own. I've been securing my own mask. I have to turn over everything that I believe. I mean, these past few years, especially last year, being shut down and having to sit and really think of stuff. I love God more now than I ever had before.
Because I just, oh my gosh.
I'm like, okay, I see why I serve you. And the thing is, you know, I think it's irresponsible of any Christian to not question, why do I serve God? I think it's irresponsible. You can't worship him, you know, accurately. You can't praise him accurately. You can't serve him if you don't question, okay, let me see, why is it that I do this? And when you do this, this will give you a greater understanding, a greater revelation of who he is. You know, I was taught growing up, you don't question God. But I found out that's the best thing that I could ever do, was to question the one who has all the answers.
That is, let me tell you something. How can you serve somebody you don't even know?
You don't even know me.
How can you serve them if you don't even know them? What are you serving? Yeah. What are you doing? I mean, you know, and that's a whole nother topic. You know what, Randy? You really gave us so much to glean from. A lot of the listeners are very inspired, I know, by what you have said, because it's encouraging. It's like, go and dig deeper. Go and ask the questions. Get intimate with the Father. Don't, you know, it's not you copying someone else, what you've seen them do in church. It's what you need to be doing behind the scenes, so whatever he pours into you will be so beneficial in public, you know. And so then he might have you doing something in a different way, or, you know, you have a different sound than someone else that you're trying to copy. But what we really want to emulate is Jesus. We want to be more like Jesus. We don't want to be more like Pastor so-and-so and Usher board member so-and-so. We need to be more like Jesus. And that's why I'm glad, I believe that there's a move like Jesus, that the church is outside. I believe that he's the Jesus. He's forming a body that is walking outside and reaching the people, the drunkards, the prostitutes, the homeless, come on, and everybody in need that's outside of the building. And this is why he's given us a heart to go out of the church building and start reaching the people everywhere throughout the four corners of the earth. And that's what Jesus looked like. As a matter of fact, when he went in the church, it was a marketplace in the church. Money, 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 books, 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 this, that, program. And he threw the tables over. You know what I'm saying? Like to give an example of, this is why I'm not in here. Because I'm not allowed to come here. I don't have any room to come in here. I had a dream, Randy, and it was that I was in a house, and my son's name is Emmanuel, right? God with us, right? Jesus is another name. And so, Jesus' name. And so, we went in the house. I needed refuge. I went in the house. It was the house represented a church. In the living room where you're supposed to be able to just chill was a business. It had all the office set up. In the bedroom, it had where you're supposed to be able to be intimate and be relaxed. It had an office space in there, and it was really crunched up. Then it was another bedroom that had a little bit of office space, a bigger bed and more room, but it still had office space. I was begging. The lady, she was a reality star that represented the world in the dream, who I was begging to let Manuel have the bigger room. We need more space. You know what I'm saying? And I had to beg the world and the church to let Jesus have a bigger space. You get the revelation of the dream?
Absolutely.
And so I woke up and God was like, there's nowhere for me to be intimate with my people. So when you see that, it was so just what he's been ministering to me about. So I am just so excited that you were able to really express what God has placed on your heart. And I know the people have heard it. And let's just do God's business. And may he be glorified and highly exalted as we move forward in Jesus' name. So now, tell everybody where they can follow you, where they can get your product, your project from, where. Tell everybody. Everything.
Absolutely. You can always follow me on Instagram. That's Judah_band. It's me. Operate me account. It's not some robot or something. You can always follow me on Facebook, Judah Band Music. You can also, I've got a clothing line up from here, clothing line that I've just partnered. I've partnered with a company called Style and Grace. And if you visit styleandgracellc.com, you'll see my up from here line. It's everything is going up. Wherever you are, from the lowest point you are, everything has got to go up. If you can live through low, everything is going up. So I've got an upline that I just released. And, of course, all of our music is on every digital outlet you could ever think of, from Spotify to Apple Music. So that's something that at least one or two songs that might bless you. So if you go listen and find something, find your favorites and stream them, buy them, and enjoy them, and let us know about it.
Go to Instagram at Judah_band, and he has a blue star, blue check.
Oh Lord!
I had to tell you about that. I'm so happy to see you've been certified, brother. Go ahead.
Lord.
Randy, I love having you on the show. Such a breath of fresh air.
I'm so glad to be on with you.
Always, always. Listen, go and follow my brother. Follow all of the whole band. Can you name everyone in the band, please? So just so they'll know.
Lord, don't make me do that. Don't. I'm gonna leave somebody out.
Oh,
leave somebody out.
It's a lot of them, and they're so cool and so dope. I love them all, and so you got to check them out. Just follow them and follow the Instagram and go and check out their music. Download everything from the beginning until now. You won't be disappointed. If you never heard their sound, you're going to fall in love with them just like I did. All right, G. Randy Weston, my favorite. You know, I love. Thanks for having me, Doc. I'm telling the truth. I'm just telling the truth. That's all. I love you so much. I think you did a radio drop for me already, have you?
I'm sure I have, but whatever you need, you know, I'll do it.
All right. Listen, Doug, I think we got some time. Can you go ahead and do a radio drop with Randy from me, please, from Judah Van? I want an updated version. And then we're going to go ahead with Minister Nicole Atkinson within his presence right now. Thank you so much, Randy. You rock. I love you.
Thank you. Love you.
Hold on. Don't go anywhere, Doug.
Hello, and thank you for joining this month's In His Presence monthly devotional. Listen, you guys, I'm so excited to be with you this week. This is just been a phenomenal time of me being in God's presence and listening to him to see what he wanted to share for the month of May. So I'm super excited. And so today I am going to be coming out of Psalm 62:2. The translation of the Passion Bible, which I love. And if I had to title this message, what I always do, I would title this one, In His Presence. Simply, In His Presence. So I'm going to go ahead and read the scripture to you. And it says, He alone is my safe place. His wraparound presence always protects me. For He is my champion defender. There's no risk of failure with God. So why would I let worry paralyze me, even when trouble multiplies around me? Oh my gosh, I don't know about you, but just reading that, that just gives me a surge of faith, a surge of trust. You know, just that translation, you know, in the King James, it says more so that he's our solid rock. He's our rock. But this one says he is our champion. He's our defender. And there is no risk. Listen, there's nothing that can cause us to fail when we're with God. And we are in a safe place. And I know we've been in a season with the COVID and all the things that we've been transitioning through. And some of us have been transitioning through employment and careers and families and, oh my goodness, all kinds of sorts of things. But know that the scripture says we're in a safe place. And his wraparound presence is always protecting you. And he's your defender. And so why should we let worry paralyze us? Why? This is not the time to let worry get in the way. This is the time to celebrate and say, listen, my defender is with me. I will go forth and I will forge past whatever obstacles that may be before me. And I will choose to trust him because his words say he alone is my safe place. I'm really in my safe place. Even when I'm going through the valley, even when I'm going through the rivers, they will not overtake me. You know, you are in a safe place. When you walk with Christ, you're in a safe place. When you stay in his presence, you're in a safe place. God also revealed to me, he said, get in a quiet place with me. Get quiet before me and allow my presence. He says, his wraparound presence always protects me. When you get in that quiet place with him and let him know what it is that you want to commune with him about. And sometimes it's not even just telling him all of what's bothering you. Just getting in his presence and saying, Lord, I love you. Jesus, I love you. I'm thankful. I'm grateful. I adore you. And you'll begin to feel his presence. You'll begin to feel the great champion and the defender rescue you out of your empty space. And he'll fill you with nothing but love and joy and peace. And so Psalm 62:2, in his presence, I challenge you this month to get in his presence, get in that quiet place and let that defender, let the Christ, the champion, let him defend you in whatever you're going through. And don't let worry paralyze you. Don't let anything get in the way of you building your faith and walking in your faithfulness. Okay? So listen, receive this today. Live in your freedom. Believe God is a great defender. Just believe it. And affirm God's love over yourself. Affirm it. Tell yourself, God loves me. He's my great defender. So I want to leave you today. I want to leave you with a prayer. And the prayer is, Father, thank you for being my champion, my great defender. I invite your sweet presence in my life. I desire to dance freely in your presence. Thank you for the freedom to live courageously. I receive your love. I choose your love. This day, in Jesus' mighty name. Hey, listen.
I'm so glad I was able to share that with you. I leave with you to say, dance with the Lord, dance with Jesus. Know that you're dancing with your great defender. Be free in his love and receive it. And know that you are in a safe place when you're in his presence. Listen, if you want to commune with me, you want to share with me, I am available through Instagram at Nicole_purpose, Nick_purpose. You can find me on Facebook. Listen, our website is www.nicoleatkinson.com. Again, that's www.nicoleatkinson.com. And I have a great book out on fear that, you know, kind of mirrors this whole in his presence, getting in his presence and getting away from fear and anxiety. So check it out. And listen, just know that I am cheering for you. And I look forward to seeing you and talking with you in May, and not May, but June. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. That was so good, Nicole Atkinson. I love her in his presence. All right, listen, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back with DJ Dave Spivey with Gospel House Mix. I love his segment. We'll be right back after these messages.
Would you like to find a wig that looks natural and fits you? Find it at La Host Hair and Wig. La Host, your full-service wig boutique with high-quality wigs and products at affordable prices. Hundreds of options to choose from, personally styled to fit you. Plus, drop off your wig, we'll wash it and style it all in the same day.
I'm a veteran.
I'm a survivor.
Call today and find out how they receive their free wigs.
Look and feel your best with a wig from La Host Hair and Wig. Everybody's looking at you.
Let love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16, 19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Hi, this is Michelle A, and I'm here with you on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Michelle A, all right. DJ Dave Spivey, Gospel House Mix. Here we go.
To walk up, a heart to love.
lifted up the enemy. Sometimes the devil tried to mock you from the time you were born, from the time you came in the world. He's been trying to block you and stop you from your destiny. But tonight, the thing that's been blocking you, it shall be broken.
Gotta get on up. DJ Dave Spivey, go check him out on Instagram. DJ underscore Spivey underscore radio. Go and follow him now. Check him out on YouTube. All right, Judah Band's music. I'm so excited because I found it, right? I want you guys to hear it. And he doesn't even know that I'm playing. But it's called Up From Here. This is their newest project. Go ahead and hit it, Doug. We'll be right back. You guys, this has been a rocking show. I loved every minute of it. I really did. Thank you so much, Gene Randy Weston from Judah Band. Love your new song, Up From Here. It just resonates so much with me. We're always going up. Just keep that in mind no matter what. Go and get that on Spotify and everywhere music is. Love, love, love Judah Band. Also, my girl, Minister Nicole Atkinson, within his presence, and my boy from the D, Detroit, DJ Dave Spivey, worldwide, baby. Not just on Dr. Gina's radio chat. Go and check him out also, bringing us Gospel House Mix. Love every minute of it. You guys, listen, thank you for tuning in and telling a friend all about Dr. Gina's radio chat. What's on my mind? We don't have time, but I will tell you this. Live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. I'm loving you until next time. Bye-bye. Dr. Gina.